unless behavior is going to follow, the attitude will go back and reflect your attitude and your behavior from before the class or before the intervention. There has to be behavioral change. Let me show you some studies showing the impact of behavioral change. This was done prisoners of war in American prisoners of war during the Korean War. And what Edgar Schein, who's just across the street here at MIT, showed was that the captors of the Americans got them to change their mind about communism, about the Chinese captors. How? Gradually. By simply asking them, write about the good things within communism. We know you don't like communism, you wouldn't be fighting us if you did. But write about the positives of it. Write it to your prison mates. Write letters home telling them how you're being treated. And making sure, of course, that they only focus on the good. So they didn't ask them to lie necessarily, though often they did. But they asked them to focus on the positive. Over time, their attitude actually changed. And they became actually more open and more positive toward their captors. Because their behavior, writing letters, talking to their friends about it, they had to give lectures on it, was one of, I feel positive about this, and their attitude over time actually changed, and they became more positive. Cognitive dissonance, those who've taken Psych 1 or others heard about it.